بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صادق الأمين رحمة للعالمين وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أجمعين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. Friends, guests, brothers and sisters, educators, homeschoolers, people with a passion for education, and people, I hope all of you, who see a vision of the future that is not bleak, but we hope that is hopeful. My name is Abdulrahman Malik, and I'm going to be the MC for tonight's event. First of all, on behalf of Ihya Productions, Darul Islam Foundation, the Zaytuna Institute, and the Muslim Students Association at the University of Toronto, I would like to welcome all of you here tonight. It is a great honor, and indeed a great pleasure, to see all of you here in all your diversity and passion, we hope, for the subject at hand. Tonight's talk has been entitled Beyond Schooling, Building Communities Where Learning Really Matters. We are here tonight, ladies and gentlemen and friends, to talk about an issue that is constantly on the pages of our newspapers. If we are parents and teachers, it is constantly on our minds because of the children that we teach or the children that are our own. If we are people in society, then this should be an issue that should be burning straight to the heart of our civic responsibility and our desire to see a world that is better than it is today. Education has been the touchstone of debate for decades and will certainly continue to be so. We live in a province where education is changing so rapidly that teachers like myself are left in a whirlwind and in a lurch. Education in this province is moving so rapidly towards a destination which many of us simply do not agree with. Because if we like it or not, we live in a world where schools almost seem that we can't do without them. But tonight we are going to be talking about a vision of education, perhaps, where we can transcend the institution of school. The purpose of tonight's event was to bring together Muslims and non-Muslims, to bring together people with different interests in education, to bring together the general public in listening to a spirited talk about the future of education. Clearly, for those of us who are in teaching, people like myself who are history and drama teachers or elementary teachers, we believe that there is a better way. There is a better way to teach our children. There is a better way to educate the hearts and the minds of young men and women who are going to go out and create the world that we hope and desire for. We believe that education takes place within communities, dynamic communities, communities where citizenship and civic responsibility are paramount, communities where people care for each other, communities that are merciful, communities that are tolerant, communities that are diverse. We believe that the home and the community is the place where this work of education is done, not simply in the four walls of a school. Some of us might think that this is perhaps radical. Some of us might think that perhaps this is something newfangled. I want to begin tonight in a perhaps a little unusual place, and I'm going to hand it over to Mr. John Taylor Gatto. Canada has produced some really remarkable personalities, and one personality who doesn't get a lot of airtime and one who's very rarely studied, even on the university campuses, is a man by the name of F.R. Scott. F.R. Scott was a social democrat, a constitutional lawyer, and one of the early pioneers of the social justice movement in Canada. In the 1940s, F.R. Scott wrote a poem which for his time would have been scandalous, and it was called The Examiner. And before I introduce Mr. John Taylor Gatto, I want to read this poem called The Examiner by Mr. F.R. Scott. The Examiner. The routine trickery of the examination baffles these hot and discouraged youths. Driven by they know not what external pressure, they pour their hated self-analysis through the nib of confession onto the accusatory page. I, who have plotted their immediate downfall, I am entrusted with the divine categories, A, B, C, D, and the hell of F, the parade of prize and the backdoor of pass. In the tight silence, standing by a green grass window, watching the fertile earth graduate its sons with more compassion, not commanding the shape of stem and stamen, bringing the trees to pass by shift of sunlight and increase of rain, for each seed the whole soil, for the inner life the environment receptive and contributory, I shudder at the narrow frames of our textbook schools in which we plant our so various seedlings. Each brick-walled barracks, cut into numbered rooms, blackboarded, ties the venturing shoot to the master stick, the screw desk rows of lads and girls, subdued in the shade of an adult, their acid subsoil, shape the new to the old in the ashen garden. Shall we open the whole skylight of thought to these tiptoe minds, bring them our frontier worlds and the boundless uplands of art for their field of growth? Or shall we pass them the chosen poems with the footnotes, ring the bell on their thoughts, period their play, make laws for averages and plans for means, print one history book for a whole province, and let 90,000 read page 10 by Tuesday. Sounds like Ontario. As I gather the inadequate paper evidence, I hear across the neat campus lawn the professional mower's drone clipping the inch-high grass. F.R. Scott paints a bleak picture of schooling, but let's not take F.R. Scott's word for it. It is my pleasure and my honor on behalf of my community, the Muslim community, to introduce and to welcome Mr. John Taylor Gatto. Mr. John Taylor Gatto was a public school educator for 30 years in the city of New York. He taught in the elite public schools, and he taught in the schools that no one else would teach at. He supply taught. He was in many different grades and levels, served on various committees. Mr. Gatto's work in the public schools of New York was so recognized by his peers and by the administration under which he worked that he was named New York City Teacher of the Year several times. And then, in a last hurrah, was named New York State Teacher of the Year. Mr. Gatto is indeed one of the most celebrated educators in North America. But in quite a strange turn, and perhaps not so strange after you hear him, Mr. Gatto left public education over a decade ago to pursue a thorough investigation of the purpose and the history of schooling. And Mr. Gatto, for us, for many young educators like myself, represents a fresh voice. I can remember the first time when I opened his seminal work, The Seven Lesson School Teacher, and having an interest in education and being at a faculty of education, I read it. And by the end of it, I was like struck by a lightning bolt. There was such truth and honesty in what he had to say, and it has been our dream for many years to have him on the stage here in Toronto, speaking to the Muslim community and to the community at large. Mr. Gatto tonight is going to be addressing an important topic. He's going to be talking about communities where learning doesn't really matter, to set up the stage for our next speaker, Sheikh Hamza Yusuf. Without any further ado, it is my honor and my pleasure to introduce to you Mr. John Taylor Gatto.